guess I would say that applies almost now.
Now, when you were a child, was North Montgomery an integrated section? It was mostly all black?
Or? I believe it was mostly all black.
It's interesting you say that. I know that a few years in the late 20s, that was a partly white neighborhood too.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather moved over here. He was a dirt farmer. That's where he moved to North Court, and that's mm-hmm. where they first lived.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that in that period, that's when it changed in those 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other areas that would have been very prestigious for you to live in, say? You would,
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. What about now? What's probably the most prestigious areas of Montgomery now to live in?
Well, I don't know, because I guess I don't look mm-hmm. for places as prestige, you know, mm-hmm. because wherever I am, I can consider it as prestigious as anything else would be, you see.
Mm-hmm.
and I just really don't think about it, you know, in that light. I would say my family is one of the better known families here in mm-hmm. Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, this is why I too don't call it prestigious, mm-hmm. because I don't think we are prestigious mm-hmm. people. And somebody else talking about us
mm-hmm.
might say that it's a prestigious family, but I kind of shy away from people, even I shy away from their being able to say it really.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they say it, they're saying it because this is their estimation of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the truth. And I remember when I was working in Huntington, West Virginia, I had a secretary there. I was socioeconomic coordinator,
mm-hmm.
and my secretary, oh, she just had the whole staff almost as adamant with me, about me and with me as they possibly could be. And I just racked my brains to see what in the world was it that I had done to them to make them feel this way. Because I, of course, try to be as congenial as I possibly can be with anybody that I work with, you see. And somehow or other, I just had an inkling, because I called in the people to see, you know, just what was the problem and things like this. And of course, nobody had anything that they could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I called in the secretary to ask her. And she said, well, Melvin, I guess I'm just jealous of you. And I said, Karen, I said, that's ridiculous to say. I said, because I don't have anything that you can have. Not one thing. Well, I'm jealous of your education. I'm jealous of clothes you wear. I said, well, let me go down the list about that. I said, you can have the same education I have. All you have to do is go there and try.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't get it. You talk about clothes. I said, you can have the same clothes that I have too. I said, well, I'm wearing clothes from high school. And I do, and I still do. Because in buying them the first time, I'm not a fad buyer.
Mm-hmm.
I buy more tailored things.
Mm-hmm.
And so the tailored things usually never go out of style.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that I have a slew of clothes, but I have a slew of clothes from very young too. And so as I was telling her, don't be jealous about me, or don't say that you are. I said, because that hurts me more
mm-hmm.
than you're not paying any attention to me at all. I said, because I'm not one that rallies
mm-hmm.
in people being jealous about my attainments, about things I've done. Because whatever has been done, it has been done honestly, and it has been done